So, the scene in our scripture today is a synagogue in Capernaum. And the synagogue is a setting of prayer and teaching and worship and community gathering. And the scripture centers around the question of Jesus' authority. Why does Jesus do what he does? For whom does he speak and act? And who has authority for his ministry? From the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 21 through 28. Then they entered Capernaum. When the Sabbath had arrived, Jesus took no time in getting to the meeting place. He spent the day there teaching. They were surprised at his teaching, so forthright, so confident, not quibbling and quoting like the religious scholars did. Suddenly, while still in the meeting place, he was interrupted by a man who was deeply disturbed and yelling out. He was yelling, "What business do you have here with us, Jesus, Nazarene? I know what you're up to. You're the Holy One of God, and you've come to destroy us." Jesus shut him up. "Quiet," he said. "Get out of him." The afflicting spirit threw the man into spasms, protesting loudly, and it got out. Everyone there was spellbound and buzzing with curiosity. "What's going on here?" they said. "A new teaching that does what it says? He shuts up defiling demonic spirits and tells them to get lost?" News of this traveled fast and was soon over Galilee. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us, thanks
be to God.
Be to God. Will you pray with me, please? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O God. You are our rock and our redeemer. So, it's Sunday, and of course, we attend church. And for right now, church looks differently. We are spiritually connected via Vimeo and TV, computer, and email. We kind of see each other. We definitely hear the liturgy, the sermons, the music, and the prayers. And I wonder, why did you come to church before the pandemic? Has worshiping live streamed or pre-recorded changed the meaning of church for you? How about the events of the week? Do they impact your attendance here? What if it was a challenging week and you want to feel closer to God or the Spirit and hear an uplifting message? Or maybe you've had a fantastic week and it's time for reflection and gratitude. All scenarios are possible, right? Well, in our scripture today, folks gather at the synagogue because it's what you do on the Sabbath. It's an expectation. It's the right thing to do. And those who attended usually come to church to listen to the scribes because the scribes are the authority on law. And they usually read from the Torah. But from our scripture today, you see that this Sabbath is different because this new guy, Jesus, was there preaching. So you could probably say he was their guest preacher for the day because Jesus was not part of the church hierarchy or part of any structured institutional religion or even part of any political establishment of the day. And the message was not about Jewish law or repentance, as it usually was. So Jesus was there teaching, and people listened. when he spoke. They listened because this message was different. He wasn't there to read the law and provide comfort. Jesus was there to stir things up. And what happened on this day in the synagogue is certainly different from any Sabbath that anybody there had witnessed. And it's certainly different from any worship here at Plymouth. So imagine the scene. Jesus is standing there sharing a message so different from anything that was traditional and what they had heard before. But they knew that something was different, and it felt like the God they knew. And then a man sitting in a pew began yelling. He obviously didn't like the sermon, the message, or the preacher, because this was a disruptive message. And this man wanted things to say the same. And it's like that, though, isn't it? When we hear something so true, so raw, that it hits the heart of things, we don't really want to hear it, do we? And when you hear it in church on the Sabbath from your pastors, something gets under your skin and it makes you feel something. And is that something the presence of God? Or maybe the Spirit? Jesus got under the skin of this guy, and the guy reacted, and he told Jesus to be quiet. I wonder how long this heckling went on before Jesus had enough and said, "Get out of him." And Jesus calls out the unclean spirit of this man. And what about those sitting around the guy in the pew? They were probably grateful that Jesus shut him up, because they probably were thinking the same thing. This man becomes quiet, and whatever was causing him to be disruptive, Jesus called it out of him. The soul of this man was not well until Jesus intervened. We're like that guy at the synagogue in except we hide it. And it's easier to hide when we don't gather. We, Hal and Jane Ann and I, we don't really have a good sense of your spirit when we don't gather, and we don't like it. So when Jesus says, "Come out of this guy," and it actually happens, we feel his authority. The people at that synagogue felt something different on that day. And the response from the people there was one of amazement. They're thinking, what is this, a new teaching? Well, this is not only a new teaching, but is a demonstration of the radical newness of Jesus' authority and the theme of his ministry, that we see justice is served. And the authority means that Jesus makes things happen when he speaks. It's not power, or certainly abuse of power per se. This is not the Torah study as usual. This is the inbreaking of God's reign with its authority over the powers of this world that are possessed by God's people. We learn that what Jesus has to say has the power to challenge our thinking and what is possible. We learn from these stories that we come to church so we can live for those things that are real in our lives, real time, so that we release any of those destructive tendencies and feel free of the unclean spirits. After all, we are still in the season of Epiphany, that time between Christmas and Lent where we learn all about Jesus and the authority of Jesus and how that authority is made visible to the world. But if Epiphany is not meant to be a season where we simply learn the ministry and teaching, it's a season to discover what needs our attention and to satisfy our longed-for experiences, and we take action. So how does our ancient scripture do that? Last week, Hal implored us to think about Jesus, the historical Jesus, and how we live congruently with God's intentions for us. So today, we build on the story and learn more about Jesus. And this authority we're seeing is not authoritarian. It's not based on any credentials. We don't know specifically what the teachings were, but we know that Jesus is establishing authority as the one empowered to declare and institute the reign of God. And that means the message is to shake us up and to liberate us from unclean spirits, not just us as individuals, but as society, those things that keep us from flourishing. That is God's intentions for ourselves and our world, to flourish. But do we expect this living presence of God to shake us up, to empower us to learn from ancient stories, to do something? The bottom line is our scripture provokes us to stop assuming that the way things are must always equal the way things have to be. The promise is there is more. Maybe not tomorrow, maybe not next week, but certainly in the future. And as we learn about Jesus' ministry, that it's all about truth and justice and being served, and that, yes, there is a relationship between faith and church and our wellness, not only as individuals, but as a society. And here, now, in present time, from the pulpit and in the work of the church, we hope the words of Jesus, spoken with authority, will cause something to happen. You see, I think we were all thinking that the turn of the calendar from 2020 to 2021 would be that cleansing. But as we're seeing, it wasn't the magic bullet. And as a matter of fact, we're witnessing different demons in our world. Do you feel that? And that's why the authority of Jesus and the ministry of Jesus is important. This is the authority of where we use disruption to make things happen, to call out those things that are unjust and recognize those things that are unclean. So what needs our attention? Not just individually, but corporately. And how do we take action? Those are big questions. And the answers may not be there yet, because remember, when Jesus teaches, we don't get direct answers. And we here do not give you direct answers. But that's why we come to church, to discern the disruptive teachings, to decipher where the Holy Spirit is leading us, and to identify what, in fact, it does need our attention. The now often quoted young poet laureate poet, Amanda Gorman, the brilliant poet, from her poem, The Hill We Climb, said this: "We lift our gazes not to what stands between us, but to what stands before us." When we gather for worship and we feel the presence of the Holy Spirit, anything can happen, and something life-giving will happen. May it be so. Amen.